This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
But Thompson King Law Firm, 222-0200.
Electric City Signs and Neon. Over 50 years of sign design, fabrication, installation, and maintenance in the upstate. Specializing in neon, plastic, flex face, channel letter, and LED message signs, Electric City Signs is ready to serve you with the highest level of satisfaction. Have questions? No problem. Their experienced team will see your project through inception to installation. Professional sign services at the best price. It's got to be Electric City Signs and Neon. Visit electriccitysigns.com or call 225-5351 today. Go Tigers!
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Lines have been busy, but you can get in right now if you want. 654-7627. 654-7627. The bottom line in Robert's call is there is a concern that the college game could be damaged by these NFL, by these new football leagues, these fledgling football leagues. There is a concern. We've already had the concern of whether the college game can be damaged by the conscientious objectors, the guys who leave early. But make no mistake about it, there is a concern that these fledgling leagues could further damage college football. I think it's absolutely a fact. I mean, Robert's point is basically, if the XFL does move and can pay enough to lure some of the elite young players prior to the 3 years, the NFL three-year self-imposed rule, would the NFL then respond by trying to do something to head that off? Which, and again, in Robert's suggestion, use the AAF as their founder league and allow younger players to enter that league. I think the dilemma that the NFL would face there from an ethical standpoint is the NFL has always said that that the reason they don't open the door to this is it's too dangerous. Well, you know, one thing that the AAF has already talked about publicly, Bill Polian, et cetera, is the fact that their players are the same size and strength as the NFL players, that they look, that when you look at the teams from an eye test standpoint, that they look like NFL teams. Well, by that logic, and if that's true, and again, something that the AF has already harped on, then you're not going to look real good if you suddenly say, okay, we're going to open our doors there to younger players. But
make no mistake about it, the NFL, they know what's coming with the XFL. They know what their stated intent is, and I'm sure that they've already had discussions as to possible remedies. Now, look, what they might hope is they may just hope that the XFL just fails again miserably, and then they have nothing to worry about, and then neither does anybody else, and maybe that's the case. Honestly, I'm telling you, as fans of the college game and of the NFL game, I think you root for the XFL to fail. I think you hope they fail. I think you don't support it. And maybe that's the best thing. Sort of like a nationwide boycott against the XFL and what their intent is. Because if you care about college football, and if you care about the pro game as it exists, and you like the three-year rule, then I don't see how you can hope for success for the XFL. That'd be counterintuitive to me. Let me get Robert in Greenville in here. I want to get to the top 25 quarterbacks, the Road Rage top 25 quarterbacks for next college football season. Robert, how are you?
Hey, Walt, man, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Welcome back, Rob.
I was going to call you a couple of times about Virginia and Duke, and it's just like one sad story after another. But a friend of mine just called me from Louisville, and he said that he works in the Yum Arena.
Uh-huh.
He said there's still people stuck in their chairs staring at the floor in disbelief.
I bet so.
Yeah, that was something that was hard to believe last night. And after the two Virginia games where Virginia seemingly just played a great game, just didn't have enough, and then that happens. Why couldn't Virginia have gone up by 20 points?
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, in a way, you know, Duke might have played their two best games of the year against Virginia, and in both cases they came away with narrow wins, but...
They were lights out 3-point. I mean, every time Virginia had a breath to say we're in it, I mean, they just nailed a 3-pointer.
Right, which is not their strength.
Right.
So, you know, sort of an aberration there to a degree, but, you know, an anomaly. But I think when you look at last night's game again, I think it's a historic choke job. I mean, I'm not quite sure I've ever seen anything like it. A team for 10 minutes basically never looked at the rim.
I agree. I mean, for somebody to score two baskets, I mean, I don't even know how many shots they actually got to the baskets, because it seems like all they did was turn the ball over.
Yeah, I think Kwok had the number in there. I think it was 10 or 11 in 10 minutes, you know, which is, again, mind-boggling. And most of those shots were of the nature that I'm going to fling it at the basket so I don't give it to Duke. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They were so harried. Exactly. They were so screwed up in their heads that they just wanted to do anything with it before they just handed it to Duke. And mostly they just handed it to Duke.
Someone told me this afternoon, they said Louisville would have had a better chance of winning instead of turning the ball and giving them the ball and having them fast point breaks, just run the clock out and throw the ball out of bounds and go back and set up on your defense. And they would have had a better chance of winning that way.
But they couldn't run the clock out. They couldn't run the clock out because they couldn't maintain the ball. I mean, they...
No, exactly.
You know, it was astonishing. As I said, a lot of them were unforced. A lot of them were just... They were in full meltdown mode. I mean, to a degree that I've never seen a team on that level. Again, I've seen all sorts of collapses and collapses against pressure. But I've never seen a team for 10 minutes... fail to get any looks at the basket.
Well, I probably can throw one at you too. It's my Virginia team last year in Charlotte. They sort of gave a complete 40-minute game of meltdown. So
you're talking about the game against Maryland Baltimore County?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't good.
But anyway, I thought I was going to get a little cheer about the Yum Center. They're still sitting in there.
Yep.
So.
Thank you, Robert.
Anyway.
Good job.
All right, have a good night.
Appreciate the call. I love this answer. Michael Jordan was asked, this is from
NBC Sports, NBA, NBC Sports. Michael Jordan was asked which was harder, which was more difficult, James Harden's 30 consecutive games with 30 points or Russell Westbrook's streak of 10 straight triple-doubles? Which do you think he answered? How do you think he answered that? He was asked, which is harder to accomplish, James Harden's streak of 30 straight 30-point games or Russell Westbrook's streak of 10 straight triple-doubles?
Probably the Westbrook one.
Jordan answered 6 championships, by all means. Look at Ramona with a totally dumbfounded look.
That's Westbrook, right?
No, that's Jordan.
Okay. Oh, so he's just talking about himself?
Yeah. Jordan.
So somebody asked which is better, yeah. He included himself?
Yeah, he chose, right. He chose not to. He chose include not them? To. He chose neither A nor B. He chose option C.
Oh, okay. So he chose himself. Yeah, they didn't mention him, but he decided to choose himself.
No, but he has a point. He has a point. You know, honestly, those other things are just garbage. They don't mean anything. They don't mean anything. They don't.
You don't think those are good accomplishments?
No, no one cares. I mean, I don't care if James Harden scores 30 points in a row a million times. Is he going to win an NBA title ever? Not with this team. Not playing that way. I mean, Kobe Bryant talked about this the other day. He said, man, you know, it's sort of interesting, you know, but he said he's never going to win a title that way. Playing that way, you know, that you've got to be able to share the ball and have teammates. Now, you know, what's that old pot calling kettle black thing? You know, there's a little of that there because, you know, Kobe went on that streak where he averaged a million in a row for like a month or two. Look, I know Jordan is still the ultimate egotist, but he's right. I mean, that stuff is great, but none of that has anything to do with winning championships. He's basically saying, you know, hey, let me know when one of those guys wins a single championship.
Ah, okay.
You know, let me know. I have 6 rings. Let me know when one of those guys, when any of this is the world we live in. We live in this world where the only thing we care about, I mean, James Harden, game 30, he had 28 points with a few seconds left, and he was still in the game, in a blowout game, and he fired up a 3 and he hit it. And he had this huge smile on his face, and the celebration was going on. So clearly, Harden knew he had 28 points. He knew he needed that 3 to get to 30. He wound up with 31. And then he had this big celebration, you know, and this is what we focus on. We focus on every night is dunk night. You know, every night, I see this every single day. This is the greatest dunk of all time. The greatest dunk of all time. It's not even like the greatest dunk of the last 10 hours, but it's the greatest dunk of all time. And now it's James Harden, you know. He has a streak of 30 straight 30-point games. Who cares? Is he going to win the NBA title? I don't care if James Harden's... I mean, who else is shooting the ball on that team? Unless Chris Paul becomes a factor for that team, they're not winning anything. And that's really Jordan's point. You know how I always say, Ramona, years ago, there was another host here, and he was putting together a first-team All-American team, and he was doing it right from the leading scorers in the country. And I said to him at the time, I said, because he put a guy up who was averaging 24 points a game who played for some crappy team. And I said to him, I said, man, it's easy to be the leading scorer on a bad team. Somebody has to score. That doesn't make you a great player. You understand what I'm saying? When you're on a bad team, and I'm not saying Houston's a bad team or that James Harden is a bad player. I mean, he's a scoring machine. I mean, there's no question about it. The rules favor James Harden. The rules in this game favor Harden. And they let him travel every single time on that step back, which, you know, he takes like 4 steps, 5 steps every single time. But, you know, the NBA doesn't call travel. But I think Jordan's point is still spot on. This stuff, the dunk of the night doesn't matter. The number of times you score 30 points in a row doesn't matter. Those are selfish individual goals. Those have nothing to do with winning. Nothing. Russell Westbrook, 10 straight triple-doubles. Great. It's great if it results in a championship. If not, it's just nonsense. It's just drivel. And Jordan was just having a little fun. But fundamentally, I'm with Jordan. I'm with Jordan on it. I mean, I don't care about your 30 games in a row with 30 points, especially when you're in the garbage time in the last few seconds and you're firing up threes to try and get to your 30 points. And you knew exactly what you needed, which means you play the whole game with a mind's eye on the scorebook. Guys who play the whole game with a mind's eye on the scorebook and know exactly how many points they have, those are not people you want to play basketball with. I know, because I was probably one of them. but those are not people you want to play basketball with. You know, you don't want to play basketball with the guy who knows he has 28 points, who already knows, and he knows he needs 30 to keep his little stupid streak alive, which, again, has nothing to do with winning and losing. Nothing. I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's great. But who cares? Win. It's all about the winning. It's about the winning. You know, there are guys, you know, and this is true on every level. You know, I don't care where you participated in sports or what level you participated in. Chances are you've seen on your level what greatness looks like. Maybe softball. Maybe that you play in some softball league and every year the same team wins. And your team has more talent, but you don't win. Let me tell you something. I play in a college-sanctioned summer league basketball. And I played on some elite teams with elite players. Guys who could really play, college players. And every year in this league, we were amongst the, you know, top two, three teams in the league. But every year, the same team won. And they weren't as talented as some other teams. In fact, one year we got knocked out in a semi. They played a team in a championship game that you watch this team they played in warmups, most intimidating team I've ever seen. I mean, you want to see every 360 dunk imaginable. It was there. I mean, it was awesome to watch. Awesome. I mean, incredibly athletic, incredibly gifted college players. And in the championship game, they got drilled. I mean, drilled. Absolutely hammered. And the best player on that team that won the title was a kid who was a captain of Assumption College. It wasn't a big school. But he was phenomenal. Phenomenal. Played against lots of college players. That's probably the best player I ever played against. Big time college players, but that guy who played in a small school and that team that was constructed of small school guys, they just knew how to play together. They didn't care about who scored or any of that. Their goal was to win. They didn't care about layup line dunks and 360s before the game. No. They just played as one and they were invincible. And whatever level of sports you've played on, you've experienced that to some degree. That's winning. You know, sort of the Patriot way. These other guys who are worried about whether they continue their streak of 30-point games, they're never going to get it. They're never going to get it. James Harden's going to set all sorts of scoring records. He's never going to win, Jack. Walt up to the road rage. We'll take a quick break. Scott, Jimmy, more on the other side. Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
It's electric. That's right, it's the Honda Clarity, Honda's plug-in electric hybrid. What that means to you is 48 miles of pure electric power. Then go those extra miles with a range of 350 miles with the hybrid engine. Also included in the Honda lineup is the Hybrid Accord and the Honda Insight with up to 55 miles a gallon. Visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com for our available inventory of electric and hybrid vehicles. Again, visit ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Anna here from Buddy's Automotive in Pendleton, your local family-owned and operated dealer and repair shop for 38 years. Do you want to sell your car? We will give you the fair market price for your vehicle on the spot, no matter the condition, model, or year. Get cash in hand the same day. Our process is fast and fair. Turn your old car into cash, whether you buy from us or elsewhere. Come in today and get an on-the-spot cash offer for your vehicle. 1040 North Mechanic Street in Pendleton, or you can give us a call at 864-646-3513.
Engineered Sleep is setting the bar high when it comes to President's Day. They're running a massive sale that begins on February 11th and goes until February 18th. You have one full week to take advantage of huge savings on Engineered Sleep's most popular mattresses, adjustable beds, and pillows. If it's time for you to get a new mattress, then mark your calendars and go support your local mattress manufacturer. Engineered Sleep Showroom and Factory, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the bankruptcy code.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used car, truck, van, or SUV. We handle the paperwork and you get paid. It's that easy. Call today, 1-800-962-2277. That's 1-800-962-2277. Not running? LKQ Pick Your Part will have your vehicle towed for you. Log on to our website for a free quote or call 1-800-962-2277 today and get paid.
See how easy it is to turn your backyard into a fun yard with a custom home pool or vinyl pool from Aqua Pool Care. Imagine relaxing on your tanning ledge, overlooking cascading waterfalls, highlighted by custom LED lighting. Aqua Pool Care offers financing on your new virtually maintenance-free pool. Get that eco-friendly saltwater pool you've been dreaming about. Call the best builder in the upstate, Aqua Pool Care, at 508-1885. That's 508-1885. Make your yard fun.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Not that that's an accomplishment, but still, it's impressive.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
The city was sticky and cruel. Maybe I should have called you first, but I was dying to get to you. I was dreaming while I drove the long train.
Welcome to the Road Rage, here at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm coming to your calls. You know, I find this interesting, Ramona. See if I click on this before I have now. Twitter moments. After trading for 34-year-old Joe Flacco, some Bronco fans are now wondering if GM John Elway is capable of finding the answer at quarterback. Not to mention the fact, a whole bunch of people posting stats now. How about this? Over the last three seasons, this from my buddy Josh Eberle. Over the last three seasons, Case Keenum, the guy Elway just got rid of and paid $36 million to, 49 touchdowns, 33 interceptions, 63.3% completion, 86 quarterback rating. Joe Flacco, 41 starts, same number of starts last 3 years. Joe Flacco, 50 touchdowns, 34 interceptions, 63.8% completions, the same exact total, 82.6 quarterback rate. So in other words, statistically, over the last 41 starts, John Elway just got rid of a guy who he didn't give a chance to, who he paid $36 million to, who had slightly better stats than the guy he just brought in. Way to go, Johnny. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Greg Wales, he's the man. Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, not tied to any big box advising firm. It allows him to select the exact appropriate investment for every client without pushing any expensive proprietary products. They offer you a diverse group of financial solutions, including stocks, bonds, mutual funds, alternative investments, insurance solutions, life, health, Medicare, disability, Social Security maximization planning. Listen, here's the thing. You've done the right thing your whole life. Do not blow it now. Do you realize that there are something like 400 options in terms of how a married couple can accept their Social Security benefits? If you're a layman, you have zero chance of navigating those waters. You need Greg Wales. He'll guide you through it. You'll make decisions that wind up saving you, making you tons of money. Retirement income planning, college planning, estate planning solutions. We're on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. 864-654-5043. 864-654-5043. Or toll free, 800-585-5816. 800-585-5816. Let me get to the phones. Still to come, the Road Rage top 25 college quarterbacks for next season. Scotty in Seneca. Scotty, what's going on there, Scotty?
Well, I'm sure one thing. You've got that LSU quarterback at number one.
Yeah, how do you know? That, Joe Burrows.
Yeah, that's a given.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and what about that LSU team beating the Blue Bloods there? We ain't no good,
Yeah, it's true. You did. That's a tremendous win. Tremendous win over Kentucky.
I'm just surprised the SEC is starting to actually care about basketball.
Yeah.
I mean, as I hear all the time, all the SEC and football and all the bias and all that, well, the ACC is supposed to be the greatest division of all time, but they don't do dog in the tournament. And that's why I was kind of laughing. Krzyzewski's like, I don't coach losers except for the first round of the tournament.
You know, it's funny because Chris from Captured wrote that exact thing on my Twitter page. He thought I would have some fun with that quote today. I haven't really had time to get to it, but yeah, you're 100% right. I mean, other than losing to, Lehigh and Mercer and Virginia Commonwealth in the first round, yeah. Yeah, other than that.
I mean, how hard is it to coach the Olympic team? I could call it in from here and not even take the trip.
That's true.
So my LSU, we're number two in the country in baseball. Now, we finished in the Final Four 2 years in a row, but there's no trophies, Walt. It doesn't mean anything. You don't get, every person gets a trophy. No, finishing in the Final Four 2 years in a row in baseball, just there's not a trophy, Walt.
Okay. So what do you want? So what are you saying, that you need to win in football?
Last night against Kentucky, that we could pay the replay official, okay? My Saints couldn't pay the replay official.
Oh, no, Ramona. Before he gets off the air, he's going back to the bad call against us again.
Again.
Ramona, don't we have a whining sound for when he calls?
I do have a baby sound. Yeah,
let's cue the baby sound.
Jim Boeheim, okay?
We need a drunken baby for Scotty.
Jim Boeheim, and you can't even get a good dinner.
That's right.
Yeah, the only thing on the Elway I was laughing is when he was up with the Broncos, the biggest thing against Elway was actually what kind of candy he gave away for Halloween treats. He almost left the team over it. And that's the same nonsense that Chad Kelly, a Halloween party, just took him right out of the NFL.
Whoa, wait a minute. You lost me there. You lost me. You lost me at the Halloween candy. What did you say?
There was a big hoopla because Elway felt insulted about the candy bar that his family gave out for the Halloween in Denver, so much that he almost quit the Denver Bronco football team.
Huh.
I mean, it was all over the... He didn't give him super large Snickers bar or something, whatever. And he was just so upset about it, he almost quit the team. And it was, like, funny. It's the same Halloween party that, what, Chad Kelly was, threw himself out of the NFL, walked in somebody else's apartment. Boy, I'm all messed up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really remember all that, but I appreciate the Halloween candy update, Scotty. I know one thing: with teeth that size, you wouldn't want to get cavities.
That's just wrong.
Well, Bucky, huh?
All right, Scotty, gotta run, man.
All right, thank you all.
Thanks, Scotty. Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey. I got a question about Harding. Is he doing it because he knows Houston is not going anywhere? I mean, they're not going to win a title.
Yeah.
Quite obvious. Is he just doing it just to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of it. Look, again, you know, look, he's an amazing offensive player. He does an incredible job getting defenders off balance. He's not a particularly athletic guy, but he still blows by guys and leads the league in getting to the free throw line. So he's efficient in that regard. But, you know, he basically has the ball 100% of the time. I mean, it's just his teammates just stand around and watch James Harden shoot and watch James Harden drive and, you know, and sometimes pass when after he's explored and exhausted all his other options.
I just don't see why he just don't, you know, Houston just don't talk him into faking an injury.
Yeah.
Go ahead and wash him the season on out, get a good draft pick and see can you contend, but they just don't just not do anything other than him scoring.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's like the whole Houston season now is about how many games in a row James Harden can score 30 points. It's not anybody talking about winning or getting out of the Western Conference or upsetting Golden State. No, it's just about how many games in a row James Harden can score 30 points.
Yeah, what seed are they in if the playoffs started today? Where are they? What are you at, like 8th or 7th
yeah,
or 9th?
I have to check. I don't know what the latest is on it. I'll have to check it.
All right, thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, I don't know what position they're in right now if the playoffs started. I'll look it up. Where are we going here? Tiger Greg. Tiger Greg. Greg, how are you?
Hey, well, I'm good. Just a couple of things. You know, with the Harden thing, I've watched him for several years. I fully believe if he played in the era that, let's say, he was guarded by Gary Payton, Isaiah Thomas or Michael Jordan, he would never do that because they don't guard anybody anymore, and those guys would never let him get those shots off. So, you know, he's not guarded out high like they used to do and where they could hand check and get out on the guy. These guys don't play defense no more. That's just my opinion. But
the rules of hand checking and look, this is what they wanted. The NBA wanted to create – more offense, and they've succeeded, and it's freed up guys like Harden. Now, again, look, Harden would be a good scorer any time in history, just to be clear, but he would not have the carte blanche he has right now. If you could transpose Jordan into this game right now with the way this defense is being played, Jordan would absolutely average plus 40 a night. Absolutely plus 40.
Yep, no doubt about it. Hey, which game do you prefer, Walt, the way it is now or the way it was?
No, I prefer the way it was. I think there are too many marginal guys right now who are looking like superstars, and there are too many there are too many quality players who are looking like Hall of Famers. You know, and that they're the greatest ever. You know, and these are the kinds of things we're hearing, and I don't think they are the greatest ever.
No. One other quick thing. I saw that tweet that Jordan about the six rings, but I guess I didn't follow the thread far enough because the way I understood it, they asked him something about the goat, and he said, you know, when they asked him about the goat, he said, well, the answer I got is six rings. I missed the part about the question you said. I guess that if I'd have followed the thread on down, I might would have saw that, but I missed that part. I wondered what got that whole thing started because I thought somebody was questioning him about being the goat, and, you know, he commented basically, you know, my answer is six rings, you know. Yeah. But
well, that wouldn't really be an answer because Bill Russell has 11 rings.
You're right. But, you know, I'll be honest with you. If you tell me who you would take, and I'm going to tell you who I would take. If I had to lay my life on the line and pick one player to make a final play in any big game, there's two guys that I would choose from when I've watched. Now, I didn't get to watch Russell, and I didn't get to watch Chamberlain and all them. Larry Bird and Michael Jordan is the two people I would bet my life on the last shot.
I agree. I agree. If we're talking last shot,
yep.
I would take those two guys.
They had the daggers. They had the daggers. They did it too many times. I'll let you go to somebody else. Walt.
Thank you, Greg. Yep. I would take those two guys. You're spot on. Houston right now is actually tied for fourth. They are 8 games back. And in the list that I'm looking at, they are actually positioned fifth. But they have the exact same record as the Portland Trail Blazers, 33-43. And, of course, that's a night-by-night change on that. There's fluctuation because the teams in sixth and seventh are just 9.5 out. So, really, from four to through spot seven, you know, there's really no difference. So, those teams are night-by-night. That's going to change. Here's what we're going to do. We'll get to your phone calls. Lines are jammed. Good job, people. We'll get to your calls as soon as I get back. Don't go anywhere. Let me tell you about Earth Creations. You know, Ramona, I swear, I went up to Earth Creations to meet Donald and his family, and I thought I was going to like a vitamin store. I thought that's what it was. I was stunned. I had no concept. The place goes on and on and on forever. I had the whole tour of the place. I mean, it's football fields upon football fields upon football fields over and over and over and over and over. I mean, it's an amazing facility. Just the lab. The lab is bigger than this whole radio station. Significantly bigger. Like, I don't know, two, three times as big. The lab. It's the whitest place I've ever been in my life, Ramona. Duke people would be comfortable there. It's the whitest place I've ever been in my life. I mean, you had to put a mask and headwear to even go in there. I mean, and I met with the scientists behind the product, Optinose. It's a state-of-the-art facility, 40 years in the business. Optinose is a revolutionary nitrous oxide product. It is genetically engineered to build stronger muscles and to build bigger muscles, to improve your endurance, to improve your recovery time. It is not just a standard nitrous oxide product. It is genetically engineered. There's only one other company on Earth who is working with anything similar. That's the Optinose difference. It goes to this level. You'll improve your stamina, gain lean muscle, improve your physique. Our bodies naturally use only 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinose, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used as fuel. Optinose works on a genetic level, so your body utilizes more carbs and fats for energy, stores protein directly into your muscle tissues. Optinose combines muscle building with increased endurance. This combination means you get back into shape faster. The clinical studies prove it. Optinose lets you work out more frequently with much less soreness. You'll be able to run further, bike further, hit the gym harder, do it again tomorrow without a second thought. You improve your stamina. You gain lean muscle. You improve your physique. You look good. You feel good. You improve recovery. It's for men and women, all natural. It's proven safe, clinically tested over and over again. This is Optinus. Trust me when I tell you, go to upstatemuscle.com, upstatemuscle.com, Optinus. Never waste a workout. The ultimate nitric oxide booster and muscle builder. There is no other supplement on the market like it. Upstatemuscle.com. Order yours today. It's like $30 a jar. And you take three pills once a day with your biggest protein meal. You'll thank me later. All right, Joe and Greg, as soon as we get back. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I actually lost a couple people. So you want in, you can get in. Well, I'll be back.
This Wednesday, the Tigers travel down I-95 to take on the Miami Hurricanes in hopes of bringing home a win just in time for Valentine's as we reach the home stretch of ACC play. Pre-game begins at 6:30 with a 7 p.m. first tip right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
It's every basketball game this season from first tip to last buzzer right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner. The question is, what gift are you getting for the one you love? We get it. It's not easy. Love is a dangerous game. Thankfully, though, guaranteed wins exist at Helzberg Diamonds. Right now, save $400 on the half-carat total weight diamond heart pendant, only $299.99. This Thursday, February 14th, show Cupid who's boss. Be the hero on Valentine's Day and give a gift from Helzberg Diamonds.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
At Sphinx, we know it's hard to get going on cold winter mornings. We'll make it easier with hot coffee and real Southern fried chicken biscuits. They're bigger, fluffier, and made fresh all day. Swing by your neighborhood Sphinx to fill up and warm up.
Sphinx, making life easier.
Breakfast available at select locations.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Are you able to navigate today's financial markets to secure your retirement future? The advisors at Kiwi Financial Group understand that you may reach a point in your life when you need answers to countless questions about retirement planning. The Kiwi Financial Group listens to your questions to understand your needs. Trust your financial future with the Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com or visit our office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Featuring hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, fresh-baked yeast rolls, and all the peanuts you can eat. Open every day. Enjoy happy hour Monday through Saturday, 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the golden fried catfish sandwich, filet mignon, or smoked ribs today. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon.
What if you could have a jersey that stands the test of time? A jersey that looks the same as the day you got it? First Team Sports has the answer. Imagine a custom sublimated jersey for just $25.99. Stain resistant, peel resistant, no cracking, will not unstitch. It's the 10-day Tech Tee program. Order from First Team Sports and mention 105.5 The Roar, and you'll get your custom sublimated jersey for $25.99. First Team Sports, 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's your good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee. I'm just out off and bound for San Antonio with a radio blasting and the bird dog on. Hey, Steve Trevor, my head sound of town. No local
yoga. Steve Earle, Walt Deptula, Road Rage, we're WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about Harry's and what I love most about it. I love the flexible, soft hinge. The head glides right across your face. No cuts, no burns, no hemorrhages, none of that stuff that you used to deal with. You don't get any of that with Harry's because the shave is perfect. The blade, the finest German steel, and the ergonomics and balance of the razor is flawless. That's what I like. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, a shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Use code WALT at harrys.com. Why would you not do that? Male, female, other, any of the 58, why wouldn't you do that? Harry's founders were tired of paying up for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. They knew there had to be a better way. These razors that play music or have vibrating heads or flex balls or handles that look like spaceships, not only were these things conceived just to increase the price, but they screw with the balance of the shave. There's no positive to it. Harry's knew there was a better way, bought the German factory that made the finest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades. The rest, as they say, is history. And now here's your deal. For a limited time only, Harry's has a special offer just for listeners of my show. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's with code WALT, capital letters, at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use promo code WALT at harrys.com. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. Tell them I say it. That's the way this deal works. I mean, honestly, if you are new, if you have not yet tried Harry's, why would you not do this? The only guy I could think of who wouldn't do it, John Elway. To the phones, and it is, what is it? Is it Joe and Greg? It is Greg and Joe by seconds. Greg, how are you?
Hey, Walt. How are you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
All right. Talking about NBA today and all the scoring is what matters and so forth. Reminded me of a quote about Larry Bird. I don't know who to attribute it to, but basically it went like this. If Bird's team won by 20, he might have scored 2. But if his team won by 2, he probably gave you 20. And to me, that kind of sums up why I love the guy so much. He was about to win. And
yeah, I think and in my mind, I still think Bird is one of the three greatest players who ever played. And I still believe that if it weren't for his back issues, I think he might have gone down as the greatest player to ever to play.
Yeah. And talking about, you know, when they talk about James Harden and is approaching this record and approaching that record, it's amazing to me how many times the name that comes up is Wilt Chamberlain. And he's not my greatest of all time, but has there ever been a more dominant offensive player?
Oh, no.
than Chamberlain.
No. Chamberlain actually averaged over 50 points a game for a whole season.
Yeah.
He averaged 50.4 points a game for an entire season. And, you know, it's funny because if you take, even now, you take all of the, and it's changed a little because you have more of it now, but I forget what the bars are, but you take all of the plus 50-point games in NBA history, and Chamberlain has half of them.
Yep.
All the rest of the players have half, and he has half.
Yeah, his stats are just mind-boggling. He had one big weakness, though. He was born around the time of Bill Russell.
That's exactly right.
But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, good job, Greg. Yeah, look, let me tell you something. If there had been no Bill Russell, Will Chamberlain would have 10, 11, 12 titles. He would have had. Had there been no Bill Russell. I mean, Will Chamberlain had the great misfortune of playing at the same time the greatest winner in basketball history. I mean, Bill Russell, oh, by the way, Ramona, it was his birthday yesterday. He was 85 years old yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Bill Russell was the two-time NCAA champion at San Francisco. Not at Kansas or Duke. He was two-time NCAA champion at San Francisco, where he led the Dons to two consecutive titles in 56 straight wins, I think it was. And then in the NBA, 56 straight wins at San Francisco. Think that over. And then the NBA, he won 11 titles. He won 13 titles in 15 years.
You just can't beat that.
Right. He was five-time MVP. He won the gold medal. I'm trying to think what else I'm missing. He had 22,000 career rebounds. You know, but somehow when people talk about the greatest ever play, they ignore the most dominant basketball player who ever lived. Will Chamberlain was the most dominant individual who ever lived. It wasn't Michael Jordan. Chamberlain was the most dominant individual. But in a team sport, the greatest team sport player ever lived was Bill Russell. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe.
You're talking a little bit about Harden, and what he's doing is great, and that's fantastic and all, but, you know, is he ever going to win a ring? Is this just going to be another Carmelo Anthony type thing? You know, you're great in January, you're great in February, you're even great in March, but if you don't win a ring, what does it really matter, quite frankly? I mean, I know his stats are great, but is he really going to ever win a ring?
He's sort of like circus sideshow. You know, it's really what he is. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, it's fun to watch, but it's not anything you take real seriously.
I mean, one of the greatest questions in basketball history to me is how does Westbrook, Durant, and Harden are on the same team, and you don't win a finals.
Yeah, because
that's one of the greatest questions of all time.
Yeah, well, and they couldn't keep them together long enough, and the town wasn't big enough for all of them, and the egos, and the money was a part of it when they felt that they had to deal Harden. But you have to wonder, you do have to wonder, had you been able. And by the way, that team was assembled legitimately. Had you been able to keep that team together and control the egos, which, again, knowing what we know now, probably absolutely impossible. But, I mean, that team should have been invincible.
Yeah, I mean, and then you talked about Russell a little bit, and I think there was a clip that Russell was talking with Michael Jordan on the golf course. He's like, you know, you won six, but I won eight in a row, championships in a row.
Yeah. 11 overall.
And his record against Chamberlain was pretty good. I think he might have lost once in the finals, if on top of my head, but to Chamberlain, I know he lost to that guy that was played for the
Bob Pettit, yeah, St. Louis,
which is a testament in of itself. But one quick question as far as the college basketball goes, Ramona's Sunny Buffalo is pretty good. I think they're 21-3.
Hey, I had
what
him,
do you think about them as far?
I had them in my preseason top 25.
You know, Do you think they could make a run?
Sure. I mean, they dismantled Arizona last year in the NCAA tournament. And that was, you know, an Arizona team that had the number one pick in the draft, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I think Buffalo is really good. I mean, I would be shocked if they didn't make a run. I mean, they're a team that you could absolutely see in the Sweet 16.
I mean, it would be nice to see it. And I still wonder if Wofford gets in. When is somebody going to hire that coach?
Yeah, he's
unbelievable. But hey, appreciate it.
Yep, good job, Joe, as always. Yeah, you're 100% right. And Wofford's playing incredible basketball, and I would be shocked if they do not get in. Let me tell you about Clemson Dad, you're next. Let me tell you about Urban Nirvana. Hey, Ramona, what's the date?
Today is the 13th.
That's right. And what's the time?
Ooh, it's almost 6 o'clock.
And what day is tomorrow?
The 14th.
The 14th, which is what?
Valentine's Day.
And here's the thing. You're running out of time, fellas. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Hey, listen, don't buy any of that stuff about she'll be okay if she doesn't get something for Valentine's Day. Or if she's telling you that it doesn't really matter, that I don't care about that, that I don't want you to spend money on that, that's not what she means. You'll find out on the 15th. So here's the deal. I've got your last-minute solution. It is urbannirvana.com. 12 different types of massage to choose from. There's even a prenatal massage. It's all at Urban Nirvana. Trust me. And then there's the salon that employs the leading stylists in the Southeast. Urban Nirvana. Not only is it a great gift, not only will your recipient love you more than getting some, like, you know, flowers that'll be dead in 24 hours. This she can use whenever she wants, and this will make her feel a million times better. And from your standpoint, here's what you do. You go to urbannirvana.com. You print off your gift certificate right off your computer, and you're done. The gift comes to you. It comes to you. You get it instantly, all right? So there's still plenty of time. You can do this right through till tomorrow. So you didn't want to spend a fortune on flowers. It'll be dead in 2 days. Can't blame you. Go to urbannirvana.com. You'll find the solutions that will save you. Keep you out of the doghouse. Trust me when I die. Do it. You'll thank me later. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Gilstrap Roofing, no one does it like Gilstrap. Father-son business. They just do roofs. They've been doing roofs for 80 years. You hear the testimonials left and right. That gentleman, remember, I still got that porch deal where we had a gentleman who called the show, and he took advantage of Gilstrap's free checkup. His porch roof was leaking. Gilstrap came out. They took a look at it, and they said, sir, we can fix it. It will cost you like $200 to have us fix it. He said, and then they told him, he said, or we'll write down for you in 4 or 5 clear, easy steps how you can fix it for $7. He opted for the $7 solution. Couldn't believe anybody in business would have that much integrity to make that offer. That is Gilstrap Roofing for 80 years doing it the right way. Your roof's the most important element of your home. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. Quick break.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP, Clemson Greenville, 105.5 The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Each day, Anderson School District 5's Operational Services Team serves more than 13,000 wonderful students in our community. If you're interested or know someone who is interested in joining Anderson School District 5's team as a custodian, bus driver, food service member, or school technology associate, you're invited to participate in their planned career fair, Monday, February the 18th at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road. The career fair will be from 2 until 6 p.m., and each department will have representatives available to provide information, answer your questions, and assist while applying for employment while attending. Each hour of the event, they'll be giving away a $100 gift card. They look forward to seeing you all who are interested in joining the support team, the Anderson School District 5 Job Fair, February the 18th from 2 to 6 p.m. at Westside High School on Pyramid Dairy Road in Anderson. Has your extra bedroom turned into a junk room? Is your garage packed and cluttered? Specializing in junk removal and cleanouts, Absolute Waste Management is there to help. They handle the tough stuff like lifting, loading, and dumping. All you have to do is make the call. They do the rest. Call or text 864-266-7131 for a free estimate today. Make the call, schedule an appointment, and say bye to the junk. It's that easy. 864-266-7131.
Start the new year off right with a visit to Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. They have everything you're looking for, including the new 2019 Ford models and a great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select 2018 models. Edwards Auto Sales has a full body shop and rentals are available too. Visit the dealer that has been voted Oconee's number one new car dealer, Edwards Auto Sales, your full service Ford dealer on Highway 28 in Walhalla, the trusted Ford dealer for over 50 years.
Gold's Gym is where my community is. My friends, my coaches, my support system. Everyone's working to better ourselves. We may have different fitness goals, but we're all here reaching them together. Find your community at Gold's Gym today.
Join Gold's Gym with zero enrollment and no contract. Valid with select new memberships at participating locations only. Visit goldsgym.com/February to learn more. Offer ends February 17th.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Leighton Covage, class of 77, with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This condo hotel is officially under construction. If you love the Clemson family, then you need to know about it. Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. With hotel amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, you get the perks of ownership without the hassle of maintenance. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Visit our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard, next to Ruby Tuesdays.
We're having a party, dancing to the music played by the DJ on the radio. The cokes are in the icebox, popcorn's on the table.
Walt up to the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Clemson basketball heading your way at 6:25 today. Obviously a very big game against Miami, which we talked about a little earlier. I'm going to get back into it. Here's the deal. We're not going to get to the quarterback list today. We're going to move the whole list to tomorrow because I want to do it in one show in its entirety and cover it, as opposed to, you know, doing five of them now and five of them later, that kind of stuff. So so we will do that tomorrow. Road Rage top 25 college quarterbacks for the upcoming year. Be the first to know. You'll hear that on tomorrow's show. Before I get to the phone lines, I'm coming right to you, Clemson Dad and Looper. You still probably have time to get in if you want to get in. Let me tell you about my friends at Krispy Kreme. Listen, the Reese family's been doing donuts the right way since the 60s. And right now, Ramona, they have the heart-shaped donuts with the little,
the conversation donuts. Yeah, they're heart-shaped, and they have the little hard candy sayings on them.
Right, like I love you, or...
Yes.
You know.
Or I'm forced to do this because this is the day that they picked.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.
What?
It says, I'm forced to buy you this because this is the day they picked I'm supposed to do.
In any case, those donuts are unbelievable. And there are four different flavors in the heart-shaped donuts, right?
Yes.
And one of them was like raspberry cream.
There's a cake batter one.
I mean, they just sound so insanely good. and they will be the perfect Valentine's Day gift. So there's still time to go to Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme and collect your Conversation heart-shaped donuts, ultimate Valentine's Day gift, exactly. Will work perfectly for you. Another late, perfect Valentine's Day gift that is very attainable. Anderson Spartanburg Krispy Kreme. Go see the Reese family. Go get those donuts. While you're there, get some New York Super Cheesecake donuts and some hot original glaze that come fresh off the press. Or as Ramona would say, get the Oreo cookie donuts. There are so many incredibly good choices at Krispy Kreme. That's the bottom line. Get out there today. I promise you will thank me later. All right, to the Northland Communication phone lines, and it is first up Clemson Dad and then Looper. Clemson Dad.
Yep, too. How are you?
What's going on, Clemson Dad?
Oh, just hanging out, man. Okay. I was going to go back to Elway for a minute and just talk about how stupid he really was, you know?
Yeah, that'll work for me.
You look at the money thing. I mean, right off the bat, he just gave this kid $36 million, and it's my understanding just because he played last year, if they cut him loose, he's still going to make $25 million, and it's going to, we'll just move on from there. The whole money thing was stupid. Plus,
yeah, it's a cap hit. It's still a significant cap hit, even if they cut him loose.
Yeah. And then Flacco sucks, and then you look at the draft coming up.
Well, and by the way, people are tweeting that the numbers over the last 41 games, and Case Keenum has slightly outperformed Flacco over the last 41 games.
Yeah.
But their numbers are basically identical, and that's really the point.
Exactly. You already paid the guy. Yeah. And why not? You got 11 picks in the upcoming draft. My Steelers only have 7, and I'll say Denver's 3 of them are in the 7th round, but you still have pick 10, I think, in the 1st round, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
You got number 41 in the 2nd round. Can't you find a quarterback there, Walt?
Yeah, again.
Tyree Jackson comes to mind for me.
Well, no, look, he's not going to go that early, but look, here's the thing. The ultimate fail was last year in the ultimate quarterback draft, and knowing they need a quarterback, you know, and I had heard that there were two guys that Denver allegedly loved, and they were Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen. Well, Baker Mayfield wasn't there, but Josh Allen was. And if you wanted Baker Mayfield, then you should have moved to one. You should have done whatever you could have. But Josh Allen, the guy who looks just like you, plays just like you, should have been easy for you to identify his skill set. You passed on John Elway, too, and you let him go to Buffalo, and he's going to do incredible things at Buffalo over the next 10 years, and you're going to be dealing with these geriatric people who get prescriptions at pharmacies free.
That's funny, Walt, but I agree. I mean, I can't believe Flacco is their solution to their problem, but I just got a couple of draft questions on the NFL draft coming up here in a few weeks. DK Metcalf.
Yeah.
I think he's from Ole Miss.
Yeah.
What's your take on him? He's a big dude. I saw some stuff on the internet today.
Yeah.
Him working out and whatnot. But
yeah, I would not touch him with a 100-foot pole. I wouldn't go anywhere near Metcalf, because one,
it seems too good to be true. Walt.
Yeah, one, I don't like the looks of him. I mean, quite honestly, I don't think, look, I hope he's a natural athlete. I hope he is. And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt in that regard. But from a sheer football standpoint, I'm sorry, flexibility is vital. It's vital at receiver. He has none. I wouldn't even consider Metcalf. And then I've seen people put Metcalf in the top 10. I will be stunned if any NFL team drafts him in the top 10. He's a freak of nature. Great. But he plays stiff.
Maybe.
He is stiff. He's all of that. And so I'm not interested in him.
Well, like I said, this week I saw something on the interweb there, and, you know, he's all blown up.
Yeah.
It's like, anyway, I'll leave it at that. But do you think Pittsburgh needs to look at drafting a QB late in the draft?
No, not late.
Obviously, we're going to need a wide receiver. And Well, no. Got any thoughts on that?
Well, look, here's the thing. Pittsburgh's done that twice. They did it with Dobbs, and they did it with Mason Rudolph. And I'll just keep saying this. You only find quarterbacks in round one. Quarterbacks in the NFL are found in round one. Yes, there are historical outliers, but the rule, and that's why these teams who keep saying
Tom Brady being the
right,
greatest.
Right. But these people who keep saying, well, you know, we can get a quarterback around four or five or six. No, you can't. What you get is Josh Dobbs and you get Mason Rudolph. You get guys who can't play. So at some point, if you want to matter again, you need to remember where you drafted Ben Roethlisberger and you need to go get one. It's just simple. You have to do what Kansas City did. You have to say, you know what? We don't care. We're going to spend whatever it takes. We're going to find a guy we like that we believe in, that we think is our guy, and then we're going to spend whatever resources we have to go and get him. Now, if you're not willing to do that, the guy that I would take a later chance on is Jackson. He defies the historical model. Sorry. He's too tall. Yeah. But at least he has the big arm and the athleticism to cut through the wind and the weather out there. And you're just going to have to work at the rest of it. It's not going to be any guarantee, but he's going to be another, I don't want to say long shot, but he's not going to be guaranteed.
I'd like to see the Steelers get him myself.
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if you're going to take a chance on a guy later, that'd be the guy. But as a franchise, you know, people keep saying, well, Pittsburgh needs to draft a wide receiver now because Antonio Brown's going to be going away. Pittsburgh always does a good job of identifying receivers, but I think Pittsburgh's getting to the point where the number one need is quarterback. I really do. How long are you going to wait?
I'm all on board with Juju, Walt. I mean, I think he became number one.
Oh, he is. He's wide receiver
Antonio
one.
Antonio went Kardashian.
Yeah. Yeah, he's WR1 on that team right now.
Exactly. Yep. And I think, you know, that's good enough right now. But just get a QB.
Yep. I agree. Thank you, Clemson Dad. Yeah, again, I think the Steelers, in my mind, I think their number one need is quarterback. Because Roethlisberger threatens to quit every year, every single year. And you just, not only can you not have that, but he hasn't played well in a long time now. He's now a turnover machine. He looks old. Of all the old quarterbacks, which one looks the oldest? I don't mean physically. I mean in terms of how they're playing. It's him. He looks the oldest. And it shows up in his lack of consistency. Back to the phones. Looper, what's going on?
This morning we were called in. We don't listen much to Mickey Pryor, but they had a new face on there this morning, and he made the show a little more interesting. We called in talking about, you know, Brian Al, you know, with Coach, good coach. He agreed with him. And then I said something about Possum Paul, you know, talking about he'd rather have Frank Martin. Then, I said something about Possum Kingdom. I know what Possum Kingdom is for Possum Paul. It's in Southern Greenville. I know where Henry is, too. What I meant this morning, you didn't understand. I said, we're going to make you king of Possum Kingdom. And anything on Hillary, you know, you just go down 26, hit that Clinton Whitmire exit, take Highway 72, that goes into Whitmire when you get by Iowa, all that's Hillary. And the only thing you got in Hillary is probably must be where you work, is that Cross Anchor Prison. That's about all they got down there in Hillary. That's a big main attraction in Hillary, except the swamps and the beavers. So we know where Possum Kingdom was this morning. We're just replying back. And the guy, Chris, he made the show pretty interesting. I might listen to him on Saturday morning. He said he had a website, Facebook, we can go watch stuff on live. I don't have to work nights. I don't work Tuesday. I might have to watch yet.
Yeah. Well, first of all, Mickey does a great job in the morning, so that's first.
Well, I'm talking about the new guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know he's on Saturday.
Yeah, he said something about it on his Facebook on Tuesday, do a live show streaming.
Okay.
About to watch that, because he had plus he played some clips back. A few little clips he had about Renfro and Bill Smith, they were pretty interesting. But Mr. Paul, Possum Paul, we don't want to. Anybody will try to defend Tommy Fallon, I ain't worried about it. Stay out there.
All right, Looper. I'm not sure what all that was, to be honest. But Mickey does a great job in the morning, and I want to congratulate them on the birth of their son as well, which I found out about late, but absolutely congratulations to them. And Mark Childress is the new addition, and Mark has a show on Saturday mornings, and I think you'll find that you'll like that too. Mark is a different style and is doing a lot of interviews and things like that. And so we're glad to have him as a part of the team. Let's get back to the phones. And I'm sorry, Ramona, what's line three? Let me get to Ed first and then
Captain.
Okay. Ed, how are you?
Walter.
Ed.
And I generally love Looper, but honestly, I didn't understand any of that. I got the congrats to Mickey, but then I got lost. Now, it could be because I'm either in a sinus infection / flu / head cold, so yeah. Being self-medicated, you know, there's no telling what's going through my mind right now. But honestly, two things. I thought Mickey should have named his son Edward, for one. Or two,
why?
This whole trade.
Because that's
with,
his name. Ed.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now you get it, Walt?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't view you as Edward. I view you as Ed.
I understand.
Because you're not an Edward, are you?
Edward.
But you're not Edward, are you?
I'm William Edward Hyatt.
And so they spelled Edward. Yeah. So they spelled Christ, Edward yeah. wrong.
No. I took my nickname and spelled it the way I wanted to. E-D-D. Okay.
Yeah, that was his
it's like talking to kindergarten.
Yeah, I know. I'm just gonna smash my head against the wall. These last two calls.
Well, that's pretty funny, but. Does Flacco going to Denver, I don't know who all they've got on the receiving end. Does that make them a contender for the West next year?
No, Flacco sucks. Flacco's no better than Case Keenum. No, and Denver's in big trouble. Denver's going to finish third. Elway's an absolute idiot. He is destroying that franchise systematically. He has no idea what he's doing whatsoever. No. They're a third place finisher.
You don't think he's an upgrade from Case Keenum?
No, he's not. Factually, the last 3 years, 41 games. I just read you the numbers. 41 games, Keenum has actually statistically outplayed Flacco. What has Flacco done? I mean, Baltimore thinks he sucks. I mean, Baltimore has so little regard for him that they turn their entire offense over to a rookie running quarterback. And said, well, get out of here.
They're the idiots that paid him $26 million after he won a Super Bowl.
Right, but they're not the idiots who are paying him $26 million now.
Well,
that's
I'll
Denver.
Give you that.
After paying Case Keenum $36 million for 2 years.
And look, I'll take this off air because I'm on go to bed. Hopefully, I'll be able to make work tomorrow. After this,
you have to
I'm going to take some therapy. No, I'm going to take some therapy, see if I can knock this thing out. I don't normally get sick, but something
It is
happened.
A Theraflu stock.
Yeah. Actually, I'm empty. Fortunately, the wife's bringing some home.
Okay.
But, and shout out to April. She sent me a cup she picked up at the national championship.
I saw that
in
on
California.
Twitter.
It came in the mail today, and I'm so grateful. They put my Theraflu in that and drink it. About some apples. But
he doesn't have a man cave where he keeps all his souvenirs. He just uses them all.
Yeah. No, I don't have a man cave. That's
I wonder
not,
if April knows you plan on putting Theraflu in her cup.
Yeah.
Well, there's going to be other stuff that goes in it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Later on down the road. But, look, what do you think our chances are of tonight? Percentage-wise, we really could use this road win.
Yeah.
And I'll take it off.
Thank you. Well, look, I don't think it's going to be easy. I think that you hope that you wear that you can wear Miami down. Miami's not a deep team. They have five guys in double figures. They can score. They'll push the ball. Likes is the key. You got to find a way to level him off, and you got to make Miami pay for playing him on the other end because he's 5'7". And again, I'm fascinated to see how those matchups work and whether the cross matchup stays true. Like, I think that Clemson's going to have to play Marquise Reed on Likes to start the game because he's the only guy who has the quickness and the lateral quickness to potentially level him off. Now, at some point, you know, if he gets off or if Reed gets in foul trouble, you might see Scara try and deal with him. But that may be asking too much of Scara. And Miami presents other guys that may need Scara's attention, like, you know, across the board, whether it's Johnson or Lawrence, et cetera. So I think that when you look at Miami, it starts with Chris Likes and what you do with him. And again, he's going to get his. He's probably the fastest player in the country. Fastest, quickest. There's a little Calvin Murphy in him. And he will back you up with his speed and off that bounce. And then he'll fire threes, too. And you've got to stay up. But, you know, that's the problem. You can't stay up because if you stay up, he blows by you. And if you don't stay up, he'll hit the three on you. So he's a problem. I think you get Reed on him initially. What I want to see is, do you get that same cross match? Because, again, In the North Carolina game, you got that cross match. You had Likes being guarded by a 6'4", 6'5", point guard in White, and you had Likes guarding the 6'4", 6'5", point guard. Well, that didn't work on either end because both offensive guys got off and torched the other side. So, look, I think Clemson's playing well. I'm sticking with I think Clemson can win. The game concerns me, though. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I don't think it's a great defensive team. I don't think it's a very good Miami defensive team, and I'm thinking that that'll be the difference. Clemson's ability to guard versus Miami's less than ideal ability to guard. We're running out of time here. Captain, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you got a chance to see the development in Oxford on Monday where they vacated the 33 wins under Freeze. And then some of the comments Bjork has made in the media about the media since then. He's kind of gone on a rant or a tear going after anybody, you know, journalists who have dared to cover the story and just kind of continuing along with the dumpster fire that is the Ole Miss athletic department. he's a guy that, you know, 2 or 3 hours before the revelation that they were going to have to fire Coach Freeze, he came out and made a national public statement that they were 100% behind him and they thought that he was a man of great character, you know, and then three or four hours later, they're making another statement that, you know, he's being dismissed as coach and all that. I just think it's funny. I meet people in the upstate community that are thinking about sending their kids there to play sports or whatever. And every time I ask myself, I'm like, do you pay attention to anything happening in the athletic department in Oxford or at Ole Miss? Because it's right there in front of you. And it is, I wouldn't touch that thing with a 100-foot pole.
No, you're 100% right. I mean, the whole operation is a disaster. You know, look, I think the notion of a university being forced to vacate games is largely sort of an empty penalty. I mean, especially when you when you really haven't won anything, especially, you know, like, so what, you know, vacating games. I mean, that doesn't really hurt them in the way they need to be hurt. But no, you're 100% right. I mean, it's a train wreck. I can't imagine why anybody would send their kids to that school right now. I'm sorry, I just don't. And you're 100% right too in terms of how they have handled it publicly, and they have basically have compounded the problem with their ridiculous public statements. Captain, I apologize. I'm out of here. I got to run.
Okay.
Thank you. Clemson basketball headed your way right now.